This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the new policies are being framed with a focus on youth empowerment, placing young people at the centre of nation building. Addressing the Veer Bal Divas program at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said Gen Z and Gen Alpha will lead the country towards the goal of becoming a developed nation. He emphasized that the youth remain at the core of every initiative taken by the government in various fields, including space, sports, fintech and manufacturing. The Prime Minister highlighted that efforts are being made to connect the youth and provide them opportunities with the development of leadership skills under the initiative Mera Yuva Bharat. The Prime Minister said the country is remembering the exemplary courage and sacrifice of the Sahibzadas, Baba Zoravar Singh Ji and Baba Fateh Singh Ji. Mr. Modi said the Sahibzadas stood like a rock against the cruelty of the Mughals, shaking religious fundamentalism and terror.
Wo veer sahabzade jinhone umra aur avastha ki simaon ko tod diya, jo kroor mughal saltanat ke samne aise chattan ki tarah khade hue ki mazhabi kattarta aur aatanka wajood hi hila gaya.
President Draupadi Murmu conferred the Pradhan Mantri Rashtri Bal Puraskar on the occasion of Veer Bal Divas in New Delhi yesterday. This year, 20 children from 18 states and union territories have been awarded for demonstrating outstanding achievements. Speaking on the occasion, the president said that the awards will encourage the recipients and also inspire children across the country. President Murmu noted that the award-winning children have made extraordinary contributions in various fields, including bravery, art and culture, environment, innovation and science and technology. India remains actively engaged with the US to address and minimize the disruptions caused to Indian nationals holding H-1B visas. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the government has received multiple representations from Indian nationals facing delays and difficulties in scheduling or rescheduling US visa appointments. He said India has raised these concerns with the US authorities in New Delhi and Washington, D.C. He added that these delays have caused extended hardships for affected individuals and their families, including disruptions to education.
Visa-related issues pertain to the sovereign domain of any country. We have flagged these issues and our concerns of our nationals to the U.S. side, both here in New Delhi and in Washington, D.C. And we hope that these delays and these disruptions will be addressed. On our side, the Government of India remains actively engaged with the U.S. side to address and minimize the disruptions that have been caused to our nationals.
On atrocities against the Hindu community, Mr. Jaiswal said India has expressed grave concern over hostilities against minorities in Bangladesh. Condemning the recent gruesome killing of a Hindu youth in Mimensingh city of Bangladesh, he said the perpetrators of the crime must be brought to justice. Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday stressed that the Narendra Modi government is ruthlessly curbing terror in the country. Inaugurating the counter-terrorism conference organized by the National Investigation Agency in New Delhi, Mr. Shah underlined that terror is the biggest enemy of humankind and everyone needs to fight against it together. The Home Minister said that this annual conference has become a platform to deal with the emerging threats under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of zero tolerance against terrorism. In women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in the third Women's T20 International to take an unassailable 3-0 lead in the 5-match series in Thiruvananthapuram yesterday. Put into bat first, the visitors scored 112 for the loss of 7 wickets in 20 overs. In reply, India overhauled the target for the loss of 2 wickets in just 13.4 overs, riding on Shefali Verma's unbeaten 79 of 42 balls. Renuka Singh was declared the player of the match. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert predicting dense to very dense fog over Uttar Pradesh for the next 3 to 4 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.